Many have long known about how poorly government programs like, I don't know, the Department of Veterans Affairs, for example, serves our military veterans. My next guest is with us to show what happens when a people-driven organization steps up to assist military veterans and their families with their needs, and also tell you how you can also guide this effort. Here are the details from the Center for Prevention and Counseling is Natalie Yanoff-Smith. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
CenterForPrevention.org on the web. More info about what we are talking about here. Let's just start off with an obvious, Natalie, because when we think of the Center for Prevention and Counseling, veterans aid and assistance might not necessarily come to people's minds first and foremost, but you have been doing programs for military families, and this sounds like an extension through a survey that you're doing and an advisory council that you're developing.
Yes. For the past couple years, we've been doing what we call Military Family Night Out, and that is an extension of our Strengthening Families program where we bring families together for one night a week and we provide dinner, and it's a chance for them to get together to, if they're, you know, having any challenges, wishing to have some education or just bond with their family, it's a chance for them to do that. And then in addition, we find out what their needs are as a military family, and we bring in those needs to them or are able to hook them up to the services that they do need. And along with that, it is free. We provide child care. It's for the entire family. But once they complete, there's a $300 incentive. And now as an extension of this, we are doing, because we did hear, especially in this remote, because Sussex County can be remote and it can be hard to access services at times, learning about what their needs are, we are now moving forward to do a survey that anybody can fill out, whether it's the service member, the spouse, the child when age appropriate, or any other family member living with a person serving in the military or veteran, that they can go on and they can either log on through the internet. We have a link and fill out a survey to let us know what it is their needs are, what they would like to see in this area. And then if need be, they can also call and we can provide them with a hard copy. That way our goal is to kind of connect the gap between the families who need the services, who don't know where to get them or what's out there, and then the people who are providing those services who don't know how to identify those families, so we can kind of bridge that gap and bring all of that together.
And the survey, it's at surveymonkey.com. We have a link over at our website directly to the survey, as does the Center for Prevention on their website. And it's an anonymous survey. You don't have to reveal Social Security numbers, income, anything like that. And it just really is your inside input as a member of the military or a military family as far as letting those who are supplying services and programs exactly what the needs are, and as well to if something is missing from the realm of services, that you can bring that missing item and idea to the attention of those who can develop something too. So it's got a, you know, a mutual benefit going on here. And you're also, as I mentioned, putting together an advisory board to aid in identifying military families in the area and gather information that will help them out. Does the member have to be a member of the military? Can it be a family member? Can it be just an advocate for the militaries?
It can be any of the above. And the idea of the advisory board is to help us gather that information, but it's also a virtual advisory board. So we're asking anybody to come out and do, for meetings or having to be someplace at some time. The idea is to do all virtually via email, maybe Skype over the phone, just to do it so they don't have to be anywhere, but that we can all still be connected while working on this common goal.
Talking with it, Natalie Yanoff-Smith from Center for Prevention, centerforprevention.org on the web. They have a few things in development for members of the military in Sussex County, as well as their families. You can take part in the survey at surveymonkey.com just to share what your needs are and to provide insight and input into what programs are needed that might not be active that help out the families and the members of the military and veterans as well. And they're also developing an advisory board to aid in identifying military families in the county and gather information that will help them out. And especially, Natalie, this is something important too, when military members come home, that reestablishment of day-to-day life. For example, I heard one story where in Afghanistan and Iraq and the desert battles like that, white light is forbidden from ever being used. And they use red and green and blue lights because they're seeing a shorter distance. Just something as simple as getting reacclimated to white light bulbs for some veterans is a challenge now.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a matter of, it's a simple things that people think of as just day-to-day normalcy that for, especially for the returning members of our military, are things they just really have to readjust to. And this sounds, Natalie, to me like just a complete wide net that you're throwing out there that's going to encompass and capture so many ideas and bring it all together. I think that a lot of people are going to see a lot of benefits from all these.
That's what we're hoping. I think as a military family, unless you have a person in your family serving in the military, or you're living that life, you know it's very hard to understand what it is that, you know, their culture is on a day-to-day basis, and the things that we take for granted, like you said, like the light bulb. You know, it's something that can become very important and an issue in somebody else's, when somebody is deploying and coming back, the reintegration, the relocation, if you're traveling from one place to another, and even the day-to-day stress if somebody is out working or if they're deployed with the child care or finding a job, coming back if there's any sort of injuries, whether physically or a traumatic brain injury, there's so many different aspects and intertwined events that can happen. So to be able to have one thing that they can go to say, this is what I need help with, okay, I need to call this person and do this, to be able to have them get that very easily, we feel would be so helpful for them.
So it's all found at centerforprevention.org. You can find out more about the military family nights. Getting on board on the advisory board, the virtual advisory board, and equally important to take part in the survey as a member of the military or military family. You can find all the links and information at centerforprevention.org. And from the Center for Prevention and Counseling, we've been joined this morning by Natalie Arnoff-Smith. Natalie, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.